Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Rev Tov, Nakamata. Good evening, here, here. Rastafari Upper Room of Zion. Rastafari Thursday's podcast right here, here, here. Let's pick up, let's ride up, rise up the chant.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. They went up into an upper room. 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 Upper room.
You'll never doubt it. Dialogue is free. Even if we're going to shout it.
That's the fire in the big monster. That's the fire in the greatest. And I can prove it. People suffer nowhere to turn. Working so hard and nothing to earn. If there's better than come and show me. You were all born free. By now you should know me. Set the foundation. I'm the bottom of the sky.
You have the
your Bible free if you're not done.
Boys and girls,
come for lead, you have the Bible free if you're not done. You come for lead, you have the Bible for reading, if you're not done. Man, tabernacle, yeah. You come for lead, you have the Bible for reading, if you're not done. Tabernacle, yeah. You come for lead, you have the Bible for reading, if you're not done. If you're not done, if you're not done, if you're not done, if you're not done.
Yes, I, Bonfire, for mine and them, have locks, have all the, wear the costume, like Okunura said, you know, where the reggae on one level and certain Rasta ting become like a costume. For Fire, Bun, all of that right there, you not come to the tabernacle, not come build on the groundation, the King of Kings. So make a rise of the chant here, the upper room of Zion, I Rastafari. Thursday's podcast right here, the evening psalm. Interestingly enough, the evening psalm here, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 81, the Thursday, the fifth day of the seventh. Psalm is 81, and today's daily psalm is Psalm 82. Now, those ones and ones who know, teaching of His Majesty on this level of the reasoning and the rising up the chant, Tuesday psalm, the third day psalm is Psalm 82, and the theme here goes along with that Bonfire upon them. But first things first, rise up the chant.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Rise up to chant, hear, 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 the Hebrew evening.
Bokoya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hadotit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov. Su Zenwa Utneto Kino Naim Enavel Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sefat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasuvoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badzara Kalata Vahalvis Yu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizreel Im Tishmale Lo Yile Vu El Za Dilo Tishka Habe Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewe Midrayim Hachetu Vaamale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Vaashahe Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimoa Zote Lu Ame Shomea Li Israel Birwake Yahaleko Kima Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadit Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan Vaya Akile Mihale Hita Umizo Devash Azbeo
Yes, yes, yes. The evening psalm for Thursday for the fifth day of the week, fifth day of the seventh, Psalm 81. And here, 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 according to the royal order for this day, this time, according to the Gregorian calendar, July 15th, 2021, Psalm 82. Hear this.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet
מזמור
לאסף. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, 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 אל.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
בקרב אלוהים ישפוט.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Today's daily psalm according to the royal order.
Psalm 82, the theme of Psalm 82, corrupt judges arraigned. Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of folks like to quote Psalm 82 and verse 6, I have said ye are gods, and go off on a lot of vain speculation, not studying to really shoot themselves approved. What's interesting, very interesting, is that here, July 15th is the eve of Imperial Holy Ethiopian Constitution Day. What's a constitution, y'all? Constitution is a law of government. The Higa Mengist in the Royal Amharic, Higa Law of Mengist of a government. So here, this is a psalm on the eve, and its theme is corrupt judges arraigned. We're going to ride up and see which of the so-called interpretations or speculations concerning today's daily psalm, Psalm 82. Now, what's interesting is that Psalm 82, as the Chaburim know, Psalm 82 is also the evening psalm for the third day of the Shabuah. So we should be quite familiar with the psalm, Psalm 82. But are we familiar with what is the correct interpretation of verse 6? A lot of ones like to say, see, here, this proves that we're gods, rah, 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 rah. But they're not studying to shoot themselves approved. They quote this particular verse, even many ones that don't even, you know, ascribe to Yahweh truth and life. They think that this verse here proves their reasoning, their vain reasoning or vain arguments. Now, for ones and ones in the world, flesh, the satanic seclorum, well, that is to be expected, but not of I and I, the children of the king, and not of I and I, and not for I and I of the new name, the precious name. We should study to shew I and I selves approved. So Psalm 82, Mizmor Pe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit, Psalm L-I-I. Once again, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, this psalm here is the psalm that is appointed for July 15th, the eve of July 16th. And July 16th is Imperial Holy Ethiopian Constitution Day. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, the B'nai Kushim unto me, O B'nai Yisrael, O children of Israel, Nuum Yahuwah, the oracle of Jehovah. Now, why is this significant? Well, it's significant because of July 16th. And what July 16th means to we, the once lost, now found, black and brown people, the Shashipo, right? This psalm here, once again, the theme is corrupt judges arraigned. And the key right here, we got to have a discussion on God. You know, many people talk about God and where it says, I said, ye are gods, right? And what is the true meaning? What is the true context of this particular verse, verse 6? This is what we like to zoom in right here, on the upper room, especially for this particular upper room of Zion podcast and broadcast for July 15th, 2021, as it's the appointed psalm for the day before Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day. First of all, let's just touch on just a little right here, and ride up with more. Corrupt judges arraigned. And we emphasize judges because the judges' connection, according to the true teaching of the divine majesty, brings out the true context of the word, the Hebrew word Elohim, and the true context of God and gods. The interpretation of the psalm, Psalm 82, the true interpretation depends upon the meaning. What is the meaning attached to the word God? What is the true meaning attached to the word translated as God from Elohim in its occurrence in Psalm 82? So we're going to ride out with a little bit more right here, 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 but like ones and ones to give an ear right here again. Can we re-edited this so to bring out the Hebrew sense of it and ride up with more coming
Psalm
from
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor La
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev
Elohim Yishkot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
So today's daily psalm, corrupt judges arraign. You know what arraignment is, right? You know what an arraignment is? If you say, well, yeah, so-and-so is going to be arraigned, or I'm going to be arraigned, so-and-so is going to be arraigned. You know what an arraignment is? You know what a judge is, or a judge is supposed to be? You know what corruption is? So here, today's daily psalm, the Tuesday, the third day of the seven, the Tuesday evening psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and also Judaically, according to the Yehudi and according to the ancient and even the modern Jews, this is the same evening psalm for the third day of the week, known as Tuesday. So the interpretation of the psalm depends upon the meaning attached to the word Elohim, in the Hebrew, in its second occurrence in verse 1. So now in the English Bibles, we have Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. Asaph, one of the leaders of the temple choristers, the musicians. Asaph means like a gatherer from the word Asaph. We have in Amharic Aspha, Aspha. As the fleshy son of the king, one of the fleshy sons, because we're the irritical sons, I and I, or Asaphar, Aspha Wilson, Aspha, Asaph, right? We have Asaph, a psalm of Asaph. So in the English it reads, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. In the Hebrew, mizmor, psalm, or chant, the word psalm with the M, psalm, should not be confused with the word song, song. Psalm is what I and I would say is Isis, Isis, or chants, praises, Isis. Mizmor le Asaf. Elohim, nitzav, ba edat el. Bekereb Elohim Yishpot. El, 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 as we say, Ha-El, the El, Ha-El, or Ha-El, the power, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I. Ha-El, El, standeth, standeth, right? Elohim standeth, Slika, Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. El, the Almighty. So the Elohim. Who are the Elohim? See, in the Hebrew, Elohim, there's a twofold, we call the twofold truths, right? In the Hebrew, there's twofold truths, right? So we have a way of explaining this is there is the physical or the earthly type and the heavenly type, right? We could say like the natural type, right? And the spiritual type. We have the physical type and the metaphysical type. So there's a twofold truth in the Hebrew. So Elohim There's a twofold truth to what the word, sound, and power Elohim. This is why the interpretation, the true interpretation of the Mizmor of Psalm 82, it deep ends. It depends upon the meaning that one's attached to the word Elohim in its second occurrence. Elohim nitzav ba edat el. Bekarev Elohim yishpot. Elohim standeth in the congregation, the edat, the witness, ba edat el, in the congregation of the Almighty I, in the midst of the Elohim, he judges. This is bringing out the Hebrew sense. Now, KJV translates it as, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. So the interpretation of the psalm depends upon the meaning that's attached to the word gods. Now, the ancient Targum, or the Targum, the interpretation, it renders it judges. It brings out the sense of judges, judges. And it was so understood even in the ancient times. So we have Elohim, Elohim, the heavenly judge, Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. The Elohim, or the heavenly judge, standeth in the congregation of the El. Standeth. The word standeth is key too, because the Hebrew word is nitzav. We're going to seek to grind on this right here, because this psalm is very, very important. And once one has a clear and a true understanding and understanding, come to overstanding, one will be able to discern the true from the false for themselves. Because at verse 6, let's just scroll ahead to verse 6. Verse 6, I have said, ye are gods. Ye are gods. What's the context? And all of you are children of the Most High. So we have to ask a couple of questions. Who, what, where, when, why? Those five W's. Who, what, where, when, why? In other words, whose psalm is this? It's a psalm of Asaph. Well, whose psalm is this? Whose psalm is this? This is a psalm of Yisrael, of Israel. It's an Israelite psalm. Yes, I know there's a lot of people who are Christians or people who read the Bible for wisdom or understanding or, you know, in a spiritual, you know, give them strength or for whatever particular reasons they might read the Bible, so be it. But it says to study to show yourself approved. So Elohim, in the first instance, is interpreted as the heavenly judge. Standeth. Now, this verb here, nitzav, is a Torah portion, the 51st Torah portion, nitzavim. And it's important to link with the 51st Torah portion, nitzavim, because Torah, the first five books of Moshe, and there we have Deuteronomy, right? So once one has a groundation, that's the first five books, right? Once you have a groundation there, because Psalms, even in the printed Bibles, it comes later on. So people rush up here, and they get a lot of mixed up false interpretations. For example, Elohim, right? Elohim, some interpret Elohim as angels, right? There are some who interpret Elohim as angels, right? Most modern scholars, they consider that what we have in the psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 82, is a heavenly assize, like a heavenly host before which, like a heavenly, like a convention. Interesting for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated's convention day. But for the true Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, by the membership, not these and those here and there, right? Certain things have been suspended because of corrupt judges, corrupt Elohim. Now, you see how that can get confusing to someone who are not grounded. If you're not really grounded, you will overstand, you know, you're looking at the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. This is why he gave the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion, right, for the interpretation of tongues, not according to the letter, but the spirit. So a lot of modern scholars, they consider that what we have in this psalm, Psalm 82, is like a heavenly assembly, a heavenly convention, so to speak, before which the tutelary gods of the heathen peoples of the different nations are summoned, like summoned all together, right? Summoned for permitting acts of violence against the innocent. So some interpret this as, well, what's going on right here is that, like, Jah is calling together all the heathen gods and their angel spirits and whoever, you know, they look up to come together, and Jah is going to judge them, you know, for permitting acts of violence against the innocent. This is what some people interpreted as. So that's when they get to verse 6, they can, you know, make believe a lot of things. But opposed to that interpretation is the sentence that is passed. There's a sentence here. Remember, today's daily psalm is corrupt judges, corrupt Elohim, who are arraigned. Remember, we have to find out, well, Elohim in the sense of gods, who is it speaking about? In what sense is it speaking about? So those who think that, well, it's the tutelary gods of the Gentiles, of the different peoples, the non-Israelite peoples who are being summoned for permitting acts of violence against the innocent, opposed to that is the sentence that is passed. There is a sentence that is passed up on the accused. And we find this sentence that is passed in verse 7, where it says, but y'all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. So can it really be like some angels or tutelary gods of heathen people? Right? Now, an idea in connection with angels, some people say this is angels who are being talked about here. This is foreign. This is fringe. This is foreign to the Hebraic, to the Hebrew thought. This is foreign to the Hebrew thought. So many ones reading the translation and in counterfeit Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, all these kind of ideas, like when they think of angels, they might think of little pudgy, fat, so-called like white little babies or little midgets or somebody else like that with little wings on their back. Or, you know, all of that is just the ideas of different nations and nationalities, foreign, but it's foreign. It's a foreign mind. As Rastaman the Elder said, that's thinking of a foreign mind, right? But what is this really speaking about? Well, according to the Hebrew, the Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha'ilahim, the supreme judge, he is calling here in today's daily psalm, he's calling the administrators of justice in Yisrael, in Israel, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. So this is speaking to Israel. So when you hear all these little goofy ideas of folks superimposing it, you know, and some of us have to admit that, yeah, at sometimes we might have tried out some of these ideas before we started to really study the teaching of His Majesty and say, chan. When we read and study the scripture, it just smacks that upside the head. So get out of here. Right? In support of this first reading of the psalm is a close parallel to the scene. There's a scene that is found in Isaiah, in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 14. Let's go there. Isaiah chapter 3, this is what it means, rightly dividing the word of truth, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Some will say, well, why are we going to this verse and we have to go to this verse and that verse? Well, this is how we understand what the true thought is, right? Because it's closed here and there, right? Here and there, here a little and there a little. So in Isaiah chapter 3, Yeshayahu, Esaias chapter 3, verse 14, here's what it reads. It says, the Lord or Yahuwah, Jehovah, will enter into judgment with the elders, the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. Jehovah, he who be his divine majesty, will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people of Amo and the princes thereof.
for ye, y'all, have eaten up the vineyard, has eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. Verse 15. What mean, y'all, that y'all beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor? Sayeth Adonai Yahweh Sebaot, sayeth the master, the sovereign, he who be, we be of armies, he who be, we be of hosts. You see how that brings out the sense right here where it speaks about how long will you judge unjustly and respect the persons of the ratchet. Selah. Pause on that for a moment. Judge the poor and fatherless, the theme of the poor, father. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the poor and needy. I deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not. You know, in other words, we have the Elohim in the sense of judges, the Shoftim, according to the Torah. And let's bring this out. Let's bring it out. In the Hebrew, Elohim, in this context, refers to the judges of Yisrael. Now, here we have to continue to rightly divide the word of truth. So here. Let's go to Exodus, movement of Jah people. Well, how come the people ain't moving nowhere? Going around in circles, like Jah told the Israelites, you've gone around this mountain long enough, round and round and round. Forward! Move forward. Remember Jethro? Jethro, Moses' Midianite. There's the Ethiopian relationship there, right? Moses' Midianite father-in-law. In Exodus chapter 18, let's bring this out. Exodus chapter 18, verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses, the head of the fraternal order of Halloween, the Levites, he sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening, from the Boker to the Ereb. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that thou doest to Ha'am, to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning to even? And Moshe said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me, they come to I to inquire of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, of the power, the true good, the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, one and another. And I do make them know, to know the statutes of Ha-Elohim and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law, who, by the way, you know, was a priest, right, said to him, the thing that thou doest is lo tov, is not good. Melkam idelem, is not good. 18:18, Exodus 18:18, thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing, this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel. And Ha-Elohim, the power, shall be with thee. That's like the sense of what we have, Emmanuel. And here, love to Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayin. We call him the second Rasta man, right? Because the first Rastafari is Rastafari Kedamawi Haile Selassie. Yes. But Dr. Malaku, his name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel in Hebrew, Emmanuel means with us, El. contracted from Hyle, as we say, Hyla Selassie, the power of the Trinity, the God of the Trinity, right? Blessed be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Hylahim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Elohim word, to God word, that thou mayest bring the causes to Elohim. Verse 20, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws. Not teach them to whiny. No, you don't have to teach them. They can just get the vibe and dance. Right? But teach them what? Ordinances and laws, and shall shew them the way wherein they must walk, the way in which they must trod, walk it out, and the walk, the work that they must do. This is a key verse both then and even more so now. Even more so now, when people talk about, well, how come Rastafari, how come I and I, this and that and the next thing? Because ones and ones have gone away from the teaching of the majesty, right? And not all, but some of the ancients, right? Called elders. That's why John says you entered into judgment with them. Why? Why them? Because they should know what to teach to the youths. Right? Teach them the truth. And thou shalt teach them ordinances, statutes, and laws, judgments and laws, Jah's judgment and laws, and shall shew them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. You know, sometimes we got to do things according to the book. Because why we do that? Because it takes emotions out of the equation. Because emotions, feelings, and emotions, they cloud judgment. And thus, we have Psalm 82. Verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people. Now, here's the key. Here's the key. Provide them, right? Thou shalt provide out of all the people able men. Interesting, the Hebrew says, Anshei Chayil. Anshei is men of Chayil, like Hyla, Chayil, men of power, men of strength, men of, you say men of God to say, but men of power, such as fear, reverence, respect, Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness. You know, the old roots and reggae tunes you talk about, you know, wanty and covetous and gravelicious, hating that, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of 50s or 50s, and rulers of 10. Verse 22, and let them and make them judge the people at all seasons, in season and out of season, at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, if thou shalt do this thing, and Ha Elohim, Hylahim, the power, the true good, the true God, command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. For the race is not for the swift, for the battle not for the strong, thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall go to their place in shalom. In shalom. And then it says in verse 24, so Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Now, this is one of the first places here where we get the sense of who will be the Elohim. And there's other places also in Torah that bring out the sense of the Elohim as the judges. So the gods he has spoken of is the gods or the Elohim of Israel, not of any other nation, not of any other kind of ideology or philosophy or, you know, so-called spirituality. It's speaking of Israel. This is speaking to Israel, right? And probably the only exception to that rule by concerns the Israelites of Ethiopia. That's the only exception, Amos 9 and 7. And Moses chose able men, anshei chayot, men of power, strong men, all right, out of all Yisrael, and made them heads. The Hebrew, the rosh is ras. The ras made them what? Rases. Now, these are the rases. I'm going to have long hair, and then go to locks long, and eat no vital, and they wear red, gold, green, you know, and they beat drums. And none of that is wrong. You know, you know what I'm saying? But Yahweh is right and righteous, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of 50, and rulers of tens. What we get right here is a military order. What we get is a military order, right? Rulers of thousands, like majors, rulers of hundreds. You get the lieutenants, rulers of 50s, right? And rulers of 10, corporals, you know, breaking down that order. And verse 26, and they judge the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moses. You know, like when the daughters of Zelophehad, remember the daughters of Zelophehad? Right? The daughters of Zelophehad, they were the daughters of a man of Israel that had inheritance rights, and he only had daughters. And he passed away, right, because of his uckery with the other 40-year wandering in the wilderness of, how about say, of America, wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. But that's what happened also to our people formerly, you know, after His Majesty gave we the land through the Ethiopian Federation Incorporated. Right, the hard causes they brought to Moses, but every small matter they judge, you know, they judge themselves. So the small matters, that means the things that are already written clearly within John's direct instruction. But here we had daughters that made the argument that, well, their father passed away, but their father had land rights in the land. He didn't have a son. Should their father's name be done away in Israel, right? And they came to Moses, and Moses brought the matter to Jah. And Jah said, that was very good they did that. They shall inherit. You know what I'm saying? The only condition is that they marry within their tribe so that their inheritance don't go from tribe to tribe. See, I'm bringing this out right here because right here is a groundation for the sense of judges, right? The Hebrew Elohim refers to judges. How do we know this? Well, in Exodus, we're still in Exodus. Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Let's go to 21, verse 6. In chapter 21, verse 6, it says this right here. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. Now, here's what's interesting. In the English, in the KJV, in Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, where it says, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. This brings out the sense hebraically of, you know, if a man did have an earring, right, it points out in what context he had the earring, not as a style because he looked cute or something like that. That was in Israel's way, right, because of that. Right. But here, when we look at this particular verse right here, let me get the verse in Hebrew. OK, here we're in the Hebrew. Right. And here, this particular verse right here reads where he gisho Adonayo il ha Elohim. Then his master shall bring him to the Elohim, or then his master shall bring him to the God. See, now, Hebraically, this year, notice in your Bibles in Exodus chapter 21 at verse 6, the KJV translated as the judges, because when that translation was made based on the ancient Hebrew understanding, the overstanding, the Elohim, Ha Elohim, in that sense, was referring to the judges. Because otherwise, you have to ask the question, how would they bring him to the God or the gods? They bring them to the judges. Why? Because they are the appointed administrators, and they appoint and administrate according to Jah's direction and instruction. There's other areas, too, where we find the same phraseology bringing out the sense of judges in the English, but in the Hebrew, it's ha-Elohim. In Exodus 21:6, and brothers and sisters, if you want to verify this, go to some of the softwares. They have the interlinear Bibles. We like the My Sword. My Sword is a good software you can download on your phone. And you can go to Exodus chapter 21:6, bring up the Hebrew, and, you know, you'll be able to go through it and see that it's Elohim, ha-Elohim in the Hebrew, but the translator brings out judges. See, if they only translated this verse here in Psalm 82, verse 6, I have said that ye are judges. All of you are sons of the Most High. A lot of the confusion would have been done away with, all right? But because it said God, so everybody's popping off on a lot of idiot stuff, a lot of confused stuff, a lot of stuff that is out of Yahweh, truth, and life. You know, they're swerving. They're swerving off-road, right, and crashing. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 7, verse 8, and verse 27. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25, the word Elohim is connected with judges, the judges. And this in the Hebrew brings out the judicial connection. And it's based on the principle, right, the precept, the principle of Sinai Rastafari, the kingsiple, if you please, that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Now, it's interesting because here, we begin off in this season with the 44th Torah reading and feeding, the 44th Torah reading and feeding called Devarim, the words. So the principle is the judgment is Elohim's. The judgment is the Elohim's. And what does this mean? Chaburim, the men who administer justice are considered to be the Elohim's agents, Jehovah's agents. Again, the men who administer justice, that's what we went to Exodus chapter 18 to show that context of Moses. Moses was judging all the people, all the cases, and you know our people, they have all kind of stuff. They could have resolved this stuff among themselves, you know, let go and just make peace. But no, they carry on, they have all these issues. So everybody was coming to Moses to find out, well, what does Josh say about this? What does Josh say about that? And it was just him alone from morning to evening, you know, administering and all these things. And his father-in-law saw this and said, no. If you do this, you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to wear out the people. And it's going to be like it has become even for I-9, the wilderness over the past, 40 to 60 years, right? The land grant is right there. The land is right there, right? And one's talking all this about repatriation this, repatriation that, or what, and making up all these kind of ideas, making up all these plans and everything, and not consulting with Yahweh and say, oh, how much they love Yah and he's faithful. I'm a soldier. I'm a warrior and all of this. But yet, if you ask him, well, what is Yah's war laws? You're a warrior. Well, what are his war laws? Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You should, because it's right and accurate. You know, most times if we make a mistake, then, you know, iron sharpen iron. But we're pointing to the reference. As his master says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So beware of those elders and those out there who speak against Jah glory and talk about they are in the glory and bringing glory. They're talking out of two sides of their mouth. They couldn't hold water. So the men who administer justice are considered to be his agents. Here, a lot of people say, oh, so-and-so is an agent. So-and-so is an agent. Yeah, I and I is an agent. We're agent of the King of Kings and his Christ. Yes. The men who administer justice are considered to be his agents. Why? They exercise a godly or an Elohim-like function. And as such, they have his name attached to them. See the key right here? Whose name they have? Who's Rastafari? Whose name do we have attached to us? I'll take a moment. You want to say a lot of moments to think on this? Whose name we have attached to us? So it's bringing out this sense right here of judges, right, or gods. In the English, it says gods. The English translation says, you know, he judges among the gods, right? Those gods are the Elohim, right, the Elohim according to the Hebrew sense found in Exodus chapter 21 and 6, in Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, verse 8, verse 27, and in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The word, it occurs in a judicial connection and is based on the precept and the principle that we have in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Let's bring that up because this is a part of this 44th. It's connected with the 44th Torah reading and feeding, right? Sabbatical study here for this sabbatical strong. Let's bring up the verse right here, and the verse right here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. And it reads, ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment. You know, so even if ones and ones is an elder or older, and the youths, you know, look up to them as an elder or whatnot like that, you know, just because they are elder or gray head or whatever, don't mean you respect them because of that. Yes, we're supposed to rise for the hoary head, for the gray head. But if you notice that the gray head, what's come out the mouth, is not your word, right? It's like your word wasn't read coming out of the gray head. You should not respect persons, especially in judgment. You should not respect persons in judgment. Or because one mind, you know, this is your friend, your homie, or they did something for you in the past, and that was a real good, solid thing, right? But in judgment, ye shall not respect persons in judgment. Ye all shall hear the small and the great alike. Not give favoritism because maybe one mind have a big name, you know, him popular, him have a popular name, him do a lot of music you like, you know what I mean, or him have a radio show or something like that. You shall hear the small and the great alike, right? That's what it means about no partiality, right? Be impartial, no partiality. You say non-partial. Well, what's the precept? So when you hear I and I brothers and the Rastaman say non-partial, what is Jah's precept? What's the precept for that? What's the because if His Majesty says, if Gurmawi Nagus Nagar says, for my part, I glory in the Bible, then some man of mine saying, oh, you know, we don't have to deal with the Bible, you know, it's just common sense and thing. He's talking shite, and he should repent, or there's a judgment. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment. Ye shall hear the small and great alike. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of any man. It's interesting when we just read this and meditate on it, we can see the reality of it. Oh, you fear this man because it's a bad boy. It's a bad boy here. Well, you know, the sword don't respect bad boy or not bad boy, right? You shall not be afraid of the face of any man. For the judgment, ki ha mishpat l'Elohim, who? For the judgment, ki ha mishpat l'Elohim is of Elohim, who is of Elohim, he. And the cause that is too hard for you, ye y'all shall bring to me, and I will hear it. Now note this here. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 17. And then we went to Exodus chapter 18, right, where Moses' father-in-law gave him counsel. And he says, if Elohim, Ha Elohim, right, if Elohim permit, do so. So here, for the judgment is the Elohim's. This is why the psalm reads the way it reads, right? God standeth in the congregation, the aggregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. He judgeth among the judges. He judges, so even the judges who judge others, even those who go around judging others, Jah judges amongst them to see whether their judgment of others was right and accurate. It is the will of Ha'el, that justice be done on earth. Our Father, prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Really, the translator says in earth. So it's the will of Ha'elohim that justice be done on earth, in the earthly plane. And so he charged man, and the mind, the worthy mind of Yisrael, the worthy mind them of I and I, with the task of executing his will. Thy will be done. Where? On earth. People talking about, well, you know, we probably really come from some planet out there, you know, out there in space. You know, skylarking. That's definitely a skylarking right there. If man tolerates injustice, he is unfaithful to his divine commission, and he will lose out on the divine heritage. If man tolerates injustice, he is unfaithful to his divine commission. So here's some key verses, some key areas of scripts, brothers and sisters, right? Especially the brethren then, right? Here's what's so interesting about this area that we have. I just see this right here. Let me just scroll up right here, right? In verse 15, he says, Moses says, so I took the heads. He took the heads. Wa ekach et rashay, the rashes. He says, so I took the heads, the rashes of your tribes, wise men. What kind of men? Right? Big man, gunman, this man, that man. No, he says, he took the heads of your tribes, wise men, and full of what? Knowledge. Right? Not full of fart. Full of knowledge, and made them what? Heads. Made them what? Heads. Made them heads. Made them rashes. Going over to Hebrew right here. Let's see if we bring this out right here. Made them heads, right? He made them heads over you. He made them heads over you. Made them rashes over you, right? Made them princes and captains of thousands and captains of hundreds and captains of fifties and captains of tens and officers, tribe by tribe. And I charge your judges, the shoftim, I charge your judges at that time, at that Iowa, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, your brethren them, and judge righteously, not partiality, righteously between man and his brother, man and his brother. And key, and the stranger that is with him. So some might say, well, is it black? No, the groundation, of course, is black. All right, but what about the stranger? Let's speak for the stranger, all right? The other nations that cleave to Yahweh, truth and light. And the stranger that is with him. Then it links up right here. Ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment. Ye, y'all, shall hear the small and the great alike. Ye, y'all, shall not be afraid of the face of any man. For the judgment is Elohim's. Ki ha-mishpat le-Elohim, who? And the cause that is too hard for you, ye, y'all, shall bring to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things that y'all should do. So what's the problem? What's the problem, Rastafari? What has been the problem for the past 60 years? What's the problem? All right? Whether Bingy Bobo or even the TTI organization, what is the problem? All right? What is the problem? Majesty blessed for us a constitution and bylaws, even the Ethiopian World Federation corporate, and you still have, you know, corporate ID thefts running around talking about convention this, convention that, right? When things are out of order, right? There's only one, right? And that's what the membership, right? You go to EthiopianWorldFederation.org, right? Check it, right? And this is why we say, isn't it interesting how this psalm right here, corrupt judges arraigned, the arraignment of corrupt judges, right, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, is a psalm for the eve, right, the eve of Convention Day, the eve of Constitution Day, Imperial Constitution Day of the King of Kings, of Yahweh, Truth and Life. Yes, I'm going to pick up on a little bit more of this, but just that this opening verse here, Mizmor Le'asaf, Elohim Nitzav Ba'edat El, Bekrev Elohim Yishpot. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. He judges among the Elohim. He judges among the judges. He stands, the connection with Nitzabim. Nitzabim is found in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and 9. It's our 51st sabbatical study, right, coming up at the fullness of the season, right, the reason for the season coming up, right? The verb is not the usual one denoting the opposite of sitting. So in Hebrew, we have different words, and though they may be translated alike in English, like stand, this is not the word that is the usual one of the opposite of sitting. Stand here, nitzav, and nitzavim, right? Stand here, this brings out the idea of taking up a position. Hold your position, ayah. Holding a position, taking up a position. Check out the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the position paper and the ethos. Position paper and the ethos, right? For a solemn purpose. And in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9, it was for and of Israel to ratify the covenant. And ratification is an interesting word. Ratification at the root in the Royal Amharic, right? Matzedek, atzedeke. Tzedek is tzedek, righteous. Atzedeke means to make it righteous. To ratify is like to put it into effect, to put in effect. It's not just words on a paper, right? But the words have become flesh, right? That word, we live by this word. So the congregation of El, right, the congregation of the power is an assembly that is convened by the all-powerful one, by the almighty I. So here, we're going to take a little Selah moment right here, ride up for a little bit more on this right here. But just note this today's daily psalm, Psalm 82. For the eve of Ethiopian Constitution Day, you know, hit up your Facebook, your social media, tell ones to tune in, you know, share the replay of this far and near. Yes, I, Rastafari, and I.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Interesting, verse 5 says, they know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are moved, are out of course. Our advice, know ye Jah and Yahweh, truth and life, King of Kings, Christ.
Man, if you know Jah, come you a live up as a soldier.
Soldier, from you a buffalo soldier, that's why
I can make some biblical reference in the old and in the New Testament. Psalm 87, Isaiah 9 did make some comment. Revelation 5 seal the judgment. From Judah the scepter shall not depart. 2nd of November 1920, always living away at an Geneva conference. Make no woman a take that. That's why Rastafari I have to chant. No, Jah, from you I live up as a soldier. When I hear me, I say man fi no, Jah. Of the wall, Revelation wanna describe the man so at all. Now take the beast mark and get a sudden fall. Be a chosen out of the many that call. And no, Jah, from you I live up as a soldier. When you hear me, I say man fi no, Jah. Singers and players of instruments, my springs are in thee. So you must know of your responsibility. Show the role of his imperial majesty and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Some say Baha'u'llah and Elijah Muhammad and everyone justification is always sad. So you feel make sure when you get the mark in you find it is from the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So you feel no doubt. From you I live up as a soldier.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor la samor la
samor la samor la samor la samor la samor la. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Stepping up, 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 step that you can to set up the Rasta man. Give it up in your tears and smile, and wait for the youth to rise against I shall prosper. You never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rasta man can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy or you're thinking bad.
የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም የሚያየነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም የሚያየነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, King Selassie.
The whole place is
here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 82. As we mentioned already, the theme is corrupt judges arraigned. And we sought to zoom in on the meaning of the word gods. According to the KJV, gods that's in the first verse. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. There are the misinterpretation of gods in the sense of angels and, you know, different deities of different nations. But it strictly applies to Israel. And bringing out the understanding there gives the true context of verse 6. Verse 6, I said, ye are Elohim, ye are gods, in the sense of you are judges, speaking to Yisrael. So basically, Jah is judging Jah people and the administrators of justice, those who have his name attached to them, from the context of Yisrael to that revelation of I and I, Rastafari. So here, about to go into the great spirit of this podcast and broadcast right here. Have about the 25 or so minutes to those listening to the live stream. We would say call in or catch it on the replay right here, while we have the time and opportunity here on the air and here for July 15th, the eve of Holy Imperial Constitution Day. Also, Convention Day for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. But the true membership have stood, right, and given their position, right, that until things are rightful and in the proper order set by the patriarch, Ketamari Haile Selassie, right, as well as by those before I and I, Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan, right, convention has been suspended. So you're going to hear one talk about convention here and there, but to link I and I, you know, and to link the rightful membership and check out the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, EWFI, that's the proper acronym, EWFI, some say TEWFI, that's just kind of, that's like duh, you're adding the zuh, but that's duh. No, it's EWFI. Check out the Ethiopian World Federation .org, get the links right there, but also check out the membership position and ethos paper so you can get the right context. But here we notice the Psalm 82 here for July 15th, the eve of Constitution Day. And the Constitution in the Amharic Higa Mengis is the law of a government. And as Jah gave to Jah people a law, to we the once lost now found, he gave us a constitution bylaws. And the membership have stood and have risen, right, to fulfill the will of I and I patron, I and I godfather, and King of Kings. We'll get into a little bit more on that right there. But here, Midrash, a study of today's psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 82. Hear this.
So here we have Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Veit, Mizmor Fe Beit, Psalm 82, Psalm LXXXII. Sometimes it's a daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, but usually Psalm 82 is the evening psalm for the third day of the Shabuah, what is often called and known as Tuesday, the third day of the seventh. We have the evening psalm, Psalm 82, Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He is a judge among judges, among Elohim. Mizmor Le'Asaph. Elohim nitzav ba'edat el, bikareb Elohim yishpot. A psalm of Asaph, Mizmor le'Asaph, Asaph the gatherer, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Isis, Mizmor le'Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Elohim nitzab ba'edat el. God standeth in the congregation of God. Elohim nitzab ba'edat el. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El ba'edat el. these words, opening words, first verse, Aleph verse of Mizmor Fe Beit of the 82nd Psalm, the 82nd Psalm, these words are to be considered in the light of Moses' charge to the judges, HaShoftim, to the judges in Yisrael, in Israel, according to Debarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, that reads, ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment, for the judgment is God's. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment. Lo tabiru panim b'mishpat. Y'all shall not respect persons in judgment. Lo tabiru panim fanim b'mishpat. Lo tabiru fanim b'mishpat. For the judgment is God's. Ki ha-mishpat le'lohim hu. For the judgment is Elohim's. Ki ha-mishpat le'lohim hu. And when Jehoshaphat set up judges in the land, Shoftim, judges in the land, he also said to them, consider what you do, for ye judge, for your judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in judgment. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 6. Vayomer el ha-shoftim, ra'u ma atem osim ki lo le'adam tishpetu ki la-Yahuwah ve'imakem bi'edvar mishpat. And said to the judges, Vayomer el ha-shoftim, take heed what you do. Take heed what ye y'all do. Reu, reu, see, seen, reu, ma atem osim, ma atem osim. Pay careful attention to your duties. Take heed what you do, for ye judge not for man. You judge not for man. Lo le Adam tishapetu. You judge, y'all judge not for man. Ki lo le Adam tishapetu. You judge not for Adam. You judge not for man, but for Jehovah, who is with you in the judgment. Ki la Yahuwah le'imakem bi'advar mishpat. But for Jehovah, who is with you. Ki la Yahuwah we'imakem. And he is with you. We'imakem bi'advar. In the word, in the matter, in the word. Bi'advar mishpat, in the word of judgment, in the matter of judgment. Vayomer el ha-shoftim, reu ma atem osim ki lo le'adam tishpetu ki la-Yahuwah ve'imakem bi'advar mishpat. The judgment is God's. Deuteronomy 1:17. Ki ha-mishpat le'lohim hu means that the judges, ha-shoftim, should never say, quote, we sit alone in judgment, end quote. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to ha-shoftim, says to the judges, for ye, y'all, know ye that I sit among you, as is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 61:18, for I, the Lord love judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah oheb mishpat. For I, he who be who he be, love judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah oheb mishpat. If you push aside the right judgment, you push me aside. You push I aside. For I said, even in the words of Malachi 3:5, and I will come near to you in judgment, and I will be a swift witness against you. Those that defraud the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, and reverence and respect not I. We karabti ya elekem la mishpata, we chayiti aida me mahera. Ba me kashfim, u ba me naifim, u ba nisha ba'im la shaker, u be ishikeya sakara sakira, almana we yatom, u amate gir, we lo yereinu, we lo yereuni. We lo yereuni amar Yahuwah Tzibaot, and I will come near to you in judgment. We karabti elekem la mishpat, and I will be a swift witness. We chayiti aida memahir against the sorcerers and against the adulterers. Ba me kashfim u ba me naifim, and against false swearers. U ba nisha ba'im la shaker, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages. Ua be ishkeya sakir, ua be ishkeya sakir, and against those that downpress the hireling in his wages. Ua be ishkeya sakir, the widow and the fatherless. Almana uyatom, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. Ua mate gir, and fear not me, and respect, reverence not I. Wilo yereuni, wilo yereuni, saith Jehovah of hosts, amar Yahuwah Tzibaot. Hence, here, the verse, he is a judge among Elohim. He is a judge amongst Elohim. Be Kareb Elohim Yishpot. In the midst of the judges, he judges. Be Kareb Elohim Yishpot. This is to be read, he is a judge among judges. Bikareb Elohim Yishpot. What can Elohim signify except judges? What can Elohim, here, signify except judges? Shoftim. As in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus 22:8, where it reads, the cause of both shall come before the judges, Elohim. Yomar kihu ze'ad. whereof one saith, this is it, Yomar ki hu ze'ad. The cause of both parties shall come before God. He whom God shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. Ha Elohim Yaboa Debara Shnehem Asher Yarshiun Elohim Yishalem Shnaim Lereehu. The cause of both parties shall come before Elohim. Ha Elohim Yaboa Debara Shnehem. He whom Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. Asher Yarshuna Elohim Yishalem Shnaim Lereehu. How long will you judge unjustly? Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 82, the Tuesday, third day evening psalm here, the bait verse, the second verse, the A part. Ad matai tishpitu avel? Ad matai tishpitu avel? Ad matai tishpitu avel? How long will ye judge Avel, Avel, evil, Avel, Avel, unjustly? For you respect Harasha, the ratchet, as the verse, the end of the verse says, ye always respect persons of the wicked. And respect the persons of the wicked, ye always respect, respect the persons of the wicked. Ufneya Rishaim Tisu Selah. Pause. Do you really want to give right judgment? Then, according to the words here in today's daily psalm, the third verse, defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Shifutu dala wi'yatom onni warasha hatzadiku. Judge the poor and fatherless. Shifutu dala wi'yatom. The poor, the dal, and the fatherless wi'yatom. Shifutu dala wi'yatom. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Onni warash hatzadiku, hatzadiku, du tzedek, du tzedaka, hatzadiku, onni warash hatzadiku. Here, scripture does not say, have mercy on the afflicted and needy. Here, the scripture does not say, have mercy on the afflicted and needy, but do justice. Hatzadiku, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Onni warasha hatzadiku. That is, make just your judgments of him. Say not, because the poor man is fatherless or afflicted, let what belongs to the rich man be given him. For it is written even in the 24th Psalm, Psalm 24 and 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. La Yahuwa ha'aretz u'a meloah tevela v'yoshbe baha. The earth is Jehovah's. La Yahuwa ha'aretz, and the fullness thereof, u'a meloaha, and all her fullness, u'a meloaha, tevela v'yoshbe baha, the world, the tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the tevel v'yoshbe baha, and they that dwell therein, and they who dwell in her, with Yoshbe Baha. Silazihim, and therefore in giving judgment, if you unjustly take anything away from a rich man and give it to a poor man, you rob me, for you give the poor man what belongs to me, what belongs to I. All the earth is mine, and I meant the rich man to have his riches, yet you would take away what is his. They know not, neither do they understand. Hear the fifth verse of today's daily psalm. They know not, neither do they understand. Lo yada'u ve lo yavinu. They know not, lo yada'u, lo yada'u. Neither do they understand. Ve lo yavinu, ve lo yavinu. Because men know not how to make precise judgment, the world is shaken. For the verse ends by saying, they go about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are shaken. All the foundations of the earth are moved. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Bach sheka yita halaku yiyamotua kola mosde aret. They go about in darkness. Bach sheka yita halaku. They trot about yita halaku. They go about bach sheka in darkness. Ba chesheka yitahalaku. Yimotu are shaken, are out of course. Yimotu kola mosde aret. All the foundations call mosde aret of the earth, of the earthly plane. Though I said, ye y'all are godlike beings, ye y'all are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Though I said, ani amarti, Elohim atem, all of you are gods, ye y'all are gods, y'all are godlike beings, Elohim atem. And all of you are sons of the Most High. Uvene Elyon Kulkem. And all of y'all are sons of Elyon. Uvene Elyon Kulkem. Yet, the one and only precept I gave Adam, he did not abide by. So, I drove him out of the Gan Ba'Eden, the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, of Eden. And I imposed a decree of Mot, of Mavet, of death upon him. As is said in the next verse. Nevertheless, ye y'all shall die like Adam and fall like one of the princes. And here, in the Zion, the seventh verse. Aken ke Adam te mutun uwa ke achada ha sarim tifolu. Nevertheless, ye y'all shall die like Adam. Aken ke Adam Timutun. Nevertheless, y'all shall die like Adam. Aken k'adam timutun. and fall like one of the princes. Uke achada hasarima tifotu, tipotu, tipolu, 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 fall, tipolu, tipolu. Uke achada hasarima tipolu, tipolu, and fall like one of the princes. Here, sarim, hasarim, the princes, hasarim. The princes refers to the heavenly princes of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 24 and 21, where it reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high." Wehaya bayom hahua. Yifkoda Yehovah Allah Tzeva Hamaroma Bamaroma We Allah Malkei Haidama Allah Haidama. And it shall come to pass in that day, Jehovah shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And it shall come to pass, wehaya bayom hahua, in that day, bayom hahu, and it shall be, wehaya bayom hahua, in that day, that Jehovah shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high. Yifkod Yahowah Allah Tzeva Hamaroma Bamarom, and the kings of the earth, we Allah Malke Ha'edam, upon the earth, Al Ha'edam. Wehaya bayom hahua yifkoda Yehovah Allah tzeva hamarom bamaroma we Allah malkei ha'edama al ha'edama. Arise, O God, judge the earth. Kuma Elohim shafta ha'aretz. Arise, O Elohim, Kumah Elohim, Kumah Elohim. Arise, O Elohim, Kumah Elohim. Shafta ha'aretz. Judge her, judge the earth, judge the earthly plane. Remove these mortal judges, grudges, and thou, the I alone, be king. Melech and judge Shofet, as is said even in the ninth psalm, the eighth verse, the Lord shall be enthroned forever. He hath established his throne for judgment. Vayehova le'olam ha'yeshev konena la'mishpata kiso. But Jehovah, he who be, is enthroned forever. Why Yehovah le'olam yeshub. He hath established his throne. Konein la'mishpat akiso, for judgment. Establish for judgment his throne. Konein la'mishpat akiso. Vayehova le'olam ha'yeshev konena la'mishpat kiso.
Kadamawi, kadamawi, inslasya.
The whole place is due for help.
Keep us coming on. Give up the fight.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor
le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Elohim Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Elohim, Elohim, as they might call of apocalypse, and it was really no different with X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of apocalypse, the blue guy, X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality, that's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, but when it guy who was demonized. Remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. Apocalypse, if you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasya.
The whole place is due for help.
He didn't no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I N R I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So let's just say this briefly right here in his 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding Habarim, brothers and sisters and others, giving ear. That Bible, the Bible for ethnic or black Israel, the Bible is not just metaphysical. Let's recognize that. Right, to whom more is given, more is required. So the Bible for ethnic Israel is not just metaphysical. So we first have those earthly, those basic truths. Right? Those basic truths. And this Torah portion here, Atem, attention, Atenhut. Alright, so this is attention right here, and it's a call to attention. It's also a call that all call Ish Yisrael, all man. Now the translators in the translation will have all men. Right? Let's go over some of the Hebrew first words here. But this is just to bring home the point that for ethnic, for black and brown, once lost now found, sheeple of the Beit Israel, that it is not just metaphysical. And it's not just saying it's just a physical either. Both of them are true. This is what the once lost now found. This is that great calling, the summit, right? Destined, right? For the redeemed and the chosen and Israel to be saved, right? So it's not just metaphysical. Right? It's not just metaphysical. The Bible is not just metaphysical for ethnic Israel, the once lost, now found, black and brown. Right? It's both phi cycle and it is also meta phi cycle. Let's recognize. Now, what's very interesting, this Torah portion reading and feeding, just going over some of the first words right here. We're going to begin off with those first words, but the main theme right here is that Jah Bible, Jah Word is not just metaphysical. There's a practical, right? There's a practical application, right? And that practical application is the manifestation of the reverse of the curse. Now, in the previous 12 portion reading and feeding, in the 50th, we had the curse. The curse is for disobedience, right? In the ki taboa, right? Tavo, ki tabo. When you enter into the land, right? Into the land. So there's a two truths, right? The two truths. Right? It's not monolithic, but it's the two truths, those two tablets of stone. We both have the natural, the earthly type of the phi cycle, as well as the meta phi cycle, right? The earthly and the heavenly. Both there is that inner application and there's that outer application. There is that peace with Elohim, peace with the true source, the true God, the true good, and peace with our fellow man. It is from heaven to earth. It's that heaven to earth relationship, right? And it's that horizontal relationship. It's the sign of the cross. It is that mark, right, of those who have received that mercy, that loving kindness, who have received that redemption of the King of Kings Christ. So here in the first words it says, Atem, Atem Nitzabim. This is our attention. Atem, all of y'all So speaking to all of Israel, call Israel, calling all of us together as one corporate man, right? As one corporate man. This is the key, right, of this 51st weekly Torah portion and reading and feeding, right, is that we are all one. And this is what we have in the New Testament. This is what we have in the Brit Hadasha, right, that Moshiach, Christ, is our head. Even Christ in his kingly character is our head, and we are his body. This is the key to fulfill his will, right? This is the key to fulfill his will, right? That will to make our wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, right? By the Emunah, the Haimanot. And often that word in translation is religion. Yes, the R word, religion, right? The true Jah, true rules and regulation, HaTorah, the instruction, the direction. So what do we have in the instruction direction right here? We have one's standing, right? Atem Nitzabim. Atem Nitzabim. Now that word Natzab is very, very interesting, because that word Natzab, if we take this word Natzab right here, let's scroll right here, we have the word Natzab. Actually, one verse over, there we go right there, Natzab. It means to station in various applications. And how this word connects with the Tuesday song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, right? We have Psalm 82. Let's share this right here in a couple of the first reasonments. So I'm going to be some of the first reasonments on this sabbatical, this Shabbat Nitzavim, Shabbat one's standing. All right, we have to check our standing. Are you in good standing? How are you standing? What is the ground? What is the groundation upon which you are standing? All right, first you're standing. All right, so you got to check your understanding. Get a good inner standing and come to that overstanding. So we have Psalm 82, all right, which is a Tuesday. Yes, I got to testify. We have Psalm 82. And Psalm 82, it's interesting because Psalm 82 is seen corrupt judges arraign. And in this psalm, right, this psalm we have Elohim. And the psalm, the interpretation, the Targum, the true Targum, right, of Psalm 82 depends upon the meaning attached to the word Elohim. Now notice the word Elohim with the Yod Mim is similar, right, in the plurality of it with the word Elohim, right? But it is a uni, right? It's a uni plurality, but it's one. He who be who he be. Ab, Bain, Ruach HaKadosh, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one, Yahweh Ahad, he who be, we be. He who be, we be, the Father, the Son is one. Here we have a Psalm of Asaph, right? And the Targum renders it judges. So in the ancient teaching, Elohim was rendered as the judges, which we have as the Shoftim. Remember, Atem Nitzabim, right? So here, accordingly, the supreme judge, right, Elohim, he calls the administrators of justice in Israel, amongst the ones lost now found, to whom more is given, more is required to account. We are being called the black man, black man, black man. Black man, black man, black man. Know thyself, the true self, right, your true self, and he who be who he be is in divine majesty, right? So here, the judges, right, the administrators of justice among Jah people are being called to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. Now, there's an alternative to Elohim that many ones and ones within the Western Gentile and among counterfeit Christianity believes that, well, the Elohim here is not referring to judges, not among Israel, but to angels. This is the idea, right? It's the angelology idea, right? So there's the interpretation of what does it mean when it says that God standeth in the congregation, right? Standing in the congregation, right, of the mighty, right? Judging, right? You know, judging among the gods. What does that mean? Now, this is one of the translations that we get in the Western Gentile Bibles. So the connection of this word right here, nitzav, nitzavim, here we have in the plural, nitzav, we have the root right here, the H, 5324. This is the Hebrew first words, the first reasonings on the first word. So we have nitzav, which means to station in various applications, both literally and figuratively, right? So this is the focus word, and this is how it's translated or applied in different areas of the KJV. But the root idea is to station. So nitzav being one standing, but one's also maintaining and manning their station, right? What is their station, right? What is their station in the corporate body of Yisrael, in the true Iritical church, the church of the firstborn and Rastafari? What is their station? What is their standing? So here, let's compare this right here, this taking this particular root word, right? Nitzav, nitzavim. And let's go to the psalm that is connected with this reasonment. Psalm 82, right? We have Psalm 82, the Tuesday psalm, Psalm 82. All right, let's go to the first verse of the Tuesday psalm, and Judaically as well, Tuesday evening psalm, Ethiopically according to Judeo-Christian, right, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, we have Psalm 82 for Tuesday. So it's also another living witness and testimony, right, to even the faithful children of the Ethiopians in that Judaic and Hebrew establishment, right? David had a son named Solomon. Solomon had a son named David who renewed the kingdom of David in the tops of the mountains. So we have a psalm of Asaph, the gathering, right? It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth amongst the gods. This is the KJV. This is the English reading, right? Now, see that word standeth? See why that word is highlighted right there, the H5324, because it connects with the first word and the key word for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Shabbat Nitzavim, right? Ye standing. So in what sense is standing, and who is being spoken of here? Now, the psalmist here in Psalm 82 pictures God, the true good, standing. Picture the true God, the true good standing, right? Behold, get a good understanding. Humble yourself. Get to check your standing. Get that ground, right? Upon what are you standing? So standing upon the rock of Jah word, right? So here in this psalm, the psalmist, right, Asaph, is ascribed to Asaph, he pictures El. So the God here in the Hebrew is not Elohim, it's not Elohei, it's not Elohai, it is the root, right? It's the root that we have, where we have Elohim, Nitzav, Be'edat El, Be'edat El. So here it says that Elohim, notice it says Elohim, standeth in the congregation, right, in the Edat El. So we have El, you see it right there, El, the H410. So you see over here where it has God is the H430, which is the Elohim, but the H410 is El, which is the Hebraic of Hayel, like we say, Haile Selassie, El Shalosha, El. Right, so we have the El, right, El Shaddai, right, so we have El, strength, mighty, the almighty, right? This is the root of Elohim, right? So here it says that the Elohim stands in the congregation, right, in the Edah, right, the Edat, which is a stated assemblage. It's actually the witnesses, the Ed, right, in the Hebraic is for witness, right? So a stated assemblage, assembly, a concourse, a family, a crowd. This word is often translated as assembly, company, congregation, multitude, people, swarm. So it says that Elohim. So the Elohim being referred to here, as we said from the intro, the interpretation of this depends on what interpretation of Elohim. In the Hebraic sense, right, the Elohim are the Shoftim, are those judges. And it's mainly speaking of Yisrael, right, to whom more is given, more is required. So if we want to inquire about the fallen state of the black man and black people in Genoa, right, in general, it's because of the violation, right, of that covenant, the violation of that covenant. To whom more is given, more is required, right? It's the true spirituality that activates the true God particle, that melanin. So it says, Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the Elohim. So here, the word here is Elohim. So Elohim is used twice in this one verse, but right in the center, right in the midst, the mighty, all right? What do they translate, and how do they translate Haile Selassie, the name, Haile Selassie? The power, the might and the power of the Trinity. The might and the power of the Trinity. So let's get a good standing on this, right? So there are those who interpret Elohim to be judges. That's the Hebraic sense. That's the right sense. The Shoftim. They judge on behalf of HaElohim because the judgment is Elohim's. So they judge on behalf. They have that honor, right, that honor. Now, according to others, Elohim is the angels. And some interpret the gods as found in Psalm 82. Right? I've said ye are God. Some interpret that in various ways. You have various folks out there that will take that verse. They'll say they don't really check for anything else in the Bible, but they'll find that one verse in Psalm 82 and say this applies to whatever their particular other gods or other Elohim constructs. But the true context of Elohim, right, is to be found, as the Messiah Robeinu said, ye worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, right? Salvation is of the Yehudi, right? Salvation is of the Yehuda, right? Of Judah. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So some would interpret Elohim correctly as the administrators, the judges, the administrators of justice in Yisrael, who in this Psalm 82, are being called to account for failing to discharge their office. And their office is the office in Elohim, judging on behalf of Elohim, the true good, the true power. Others look at Elohim. See, that's the Israelite. That's the true Judahite or Judaic interpretation of Elohim. Now, from the worldly way, they look at Elohim to be so-called angels in the context of they interpret this psalm that we have a heavenly assize, like a group that is before which there are tutelary so-called gods of the so-called Goyim, the Gentile, all these other nations. That's why you get so many people who come in and look at this psalm, and then they'll say, well, look at Psalm 82, verse 6, right? And they will apply their other gods' interpretation to this, such as there's the tutelary gods, the heathen people, they're being summoned for performing acts of violence against the innocent. And there is an interpretation to that that could apply, but that's not the first sense. That's not the groundation, right? That's not the principle, right? That's not the, you know, what be the first principles of the oracles of God. This is the first principle. So this is connected intimately with this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in the Word, Nitzav, to stand. Because in what context does it mean to stand? So we have in verse 6 and 7, right? In verse 6 and 7, we have this area. Let's bring this up to show you the connection of this. So here it has the Elohim, that the Elohim stand, the judges, ye who stand. In this Torah portion right here where it says, ye, right, are standing, all of you, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Elohekem, your Elohim, your heads, right, Rashekem, your tribes, Shivatekem or Shibtekem, your elders, Zikanekem, your officers with Shotarekem. Then it says, Kol Ish Yisrael. Kol Ish, all, right, all are standing, right, let's just move this over right here, all are standing as one man, all are standing as one man. This is the foreshadowing of what we have brought to fulfillment and to perfection in the new and the living way, in the Brit Hadasha, in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant. So now, those who would interpret this particular psalm as somehow relating to angels and the gods of heathen people being called into account, opposed to that interpretation is the sentence passed upon the accused, where it says, y'all shall die like men. So these who have that honor of Elohim truly are men, right, which are mortal, and thus who are subject to dying and to death, where it says, ye shall die like men. This is an idea in connection, right, with the judges. But the heathen idea that connects us with angels or some, you know, other people's so-called gods or mental constructs or, you know, it's just confusion. So note when a lot of folks will like to say, well, y'all are gods, y'all are gods, even the Bible says so, and they will point to Psalm 82, but they'll point to Psalm 82 in the heathen and in the wrong way, not in Yahweh, truth and life. Right, so that would lead the interpretation astray. But let's just focus on this right here, in connection with Nitzavim. Right, so it has Elohim. Right, Elohim, God, Elohim, standeth in the congregation of El. Right, so Elohim, right, the judge, stands in the congregation of the true God of the Almighty. In the midst, right, of the Elohim, he judges. So the Elohim, the heavenly judge of judges, right, the king of kings, the lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, right, standeth. Now this, the verb that we find in Psalm 82, right here, for standeth, as it says standeth, you can see the word is natzab, natzab, Torah portion, nitzabim, right? So the verb is not the usual one for standing. The usual word for standing is basically denotes the idea opposite of sitting. But this word, it conveys the idea of taking up a position, just as we have in nitzabim, right? Atem, Nitzavim, taking up a position, right? As we have right here, Nitzav. You see, it means to station in various applications, in a literal sense and a figurative sense. So we said that Ja Bible, Ha Torah, is not just metaphysical, and it's not just physical. It's the fullness from the low degrees to the high degrees, right? Coming to that four square. you know, that new Jerusalem, that consciousness. So here we have the idea of taking up a position for a solemn purpose, as we have right here, right, in this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, Nitzavim, in Deuteronomy XXIX, verse 9 in the Hebrew, verse 10 in the KJV, in the English Bibles. He stood, taking up this position. What is the reason that Elohim in the Edat El takes up such a position? He takes up this position, right, to ratify, right, to ratify the covenant. The idea of taking up a position for the solemn, the holy, the sacred, the set-apart purpose. We know that all things work toward the good of those who love Elohim, right, and are called according to his purpose. That's Romans, was that 8:28, right? For we know. So we know what the gathering is for. So Elohim taking up a position for a purpose, as we have in this 51st weekly Torah portion reading, the feeding, the manna, the angel's bread, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9 in the Hebrew, verse 10 in the English, to ratify of Israel all as one man. Now looking at the Hebrew brings that out very well right there. So we're just touching on this right here just briefly, just to show the connection with this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, right? Here in the Hebrew in Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, we're looking at the Hebrew numbering, and the English verse 10, compared with Psalm 82, verse 1. God, Elohim, standeth in the congregation of the mighty, of the El. He judgeth among the Elohim. So it's literally saying that Elohim standeth in the congregation, the gathering of the El, of the El. And El is the root of Elohim. He, right, he, it didn't say they, it says he judgeth among the Elohim. So it's showing two kinds of Elohim, right? But really there's the one Elohim who has given that honor, right, to Yisrael, and especially to the judges amongst Yisrael to be administrators of justice, right? Justice, tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice thou shalt pursue. But this psalm, Psalm 82, it calls the administrators of justice in Israel to account for the failing. So what we have here is the ratification of the covenant in this Torah portion reading and feeding with that new generation, right? The congregation of El, Be'adat El, in the congregation of Chayil, of the power, the El, Ha'el, an assembly convened by the all-powerful, by the Elohim, Ha'el, the true Elohim. He judges, right? He judges the judges. He judges the Elohim, who he had given that honor, speaking of Yisrael, right? Speaking about Israel. Let's bring this forward just so we can link this right here. So we're following the main word, Nitzav, right? We have Nitzav right here, and Nitzav is the H5324, right? The H5324, following this word right here and bringing it right here with the Torah portion, ye stand. You see, that's why the word is highlighted right there, ye stand, Nitzav. You see, Nitzav, to station, take up your position, hold your position, Aya, hold your position, I know you're standing, check your standing, be in good standing, Atem, attention, Atem, you all, y'all, Nitzavim, y'all standing. Standing for what purpose? To ratify the covenant, right? To ratify the covenant. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulkem Lifnei Yahweh Lohekem Rashekem Shivatekem Ziknekem Weshotrekem Kol Ish Yisrael. This is very important right here. All, so it begins off addressing y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. Let's go right here. It says, all of y'all standing, Hayom, this day, Kulkem, all of y'all, Kulkem, Kulkem, Kul, Kul, Hulu, right? Kulkem, Lifnei, before, in the presence of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Elohekem, your Elohim, Rashekem, your heads, or KJV has his captain, your Rasis, Rashekem, Rashekem, your Rasis, your heads, Shibatekem, Shibtekem, Shibtekem, your tribes, Ziknekem, your elders, where Shotarekem, and your officers, call all Ish. Here we have the word Ish is a singular male. He could have said Anshe, Anshim, Anashim. He could have used many terms to denote, right, many. But it's one man, one corporate body, one corporate man, right, to reflect, right, reflecting that true light, right, of HaElohim. Thus, that honor to the judges, the Shoftim of Elohim. Not in the individual sense that they are individual Elohim. No, they together as one corporate man is one. So here we have the idea of the corporation thousands of years, right? And we have it as it is written, Kol Ish Yisrael, all man Israel. All man, all of these, each one of them, the Rashekem, the captains, the Shibtekem, the tribes, the Ziknekem, the elders, the Shotrekem, all is called Ish, is all man, is one man, right? It's one man, one corporate body, one corporate body, he who be, we be, Elohekem. The Elohim. That's why Psalm 82 says that Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. He judgeth among the Elohim. That Elohim stands in his own aggregation, his congregation, the El, because he is the Ha'el, the Ha'el, right, the Almighty, right? He standeth and he judging now the Elohim, and who are the Elohim? Is those men and those people? Here we have in Exodus, just to follow up on more of this, and definitely look at the Hebrew, right, to understand the corporate, when we talk about the corporate body, the true Israelite corporation, right? The true Israelite corporation is brought forward right here. We have in Exodus 21 and 6, the idea of the men who are collectively the Elohim. In Exodus, the Israelites. In Exodus 22 and 7 and 8 and 27. In 1 Samuel 2 and 25, the word Elohim occurs in a judicial connection with justice, in a judicial connection. And on the principle that we have in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, or the Sefer Devarim, the cipher, the book of the words, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it says, the judgment is Elohim. That judgment is HaElohim. So the judgment is his. So the men who administer justice, Tzedek, Tzedek, Terdof, justice, justice, thou shalt pursue, are considered to be his agents, right? His agents, right? I and I, the called, chosen, and faithful, are the agents of the King of Kings Christ, right? The men who administer justice, are considered to be his agents. Thus, they are to exercise a godly, a Jah-like, a Elohim function. The function of the Elohim is justice, right? And as such, they have his name. They have his name attached to them. His name attached to them. So this connection with this Torah portion, reading and feeding here, and Psalm 82, in the key word, the root word, nitzav, nitzavim, stand. Stand in what sense? Standing, taking up a position, taking a stand. Like it's like manning your post, manning your position, taking up a position for a solemn purpose. And although ones have different roles, as it says even right here in the first words of this 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, ye stand this day, kulakem, all of you, lifne Yahweh Eloheikem, your captains, Rashikem, your tribes, your elders, your officers. Here, KJV has men, but you should scratch that and put man. Because we showed you the Hebrew is called Ish, all man. They are all one corporate man. Here is the ancient Israelite corporation, you know, that corporate man, right? You know, it's interesting because it's the West, you know, are just catching up on what John had already shown, right, the end, even from the beginning. Atem nitzabim. Atem, aten hut, ten chan, atem nitzabim.
Pay attention. That's the price of the truth. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we zoomed ahead to the 51st, linking this today's Torah, today's psalm with the Torah portion. Both here, we're beginning the book, the fifth book of Moses, with a quote from chapter 1, verse 17. Is a key verse right there, the principle, the kingsful right there, there. And also the 51st Torah portion, reading and feeding. And here, a little Selah tune, a little Selah tune right now, tune, Super Cat, love this tune. One man alone,
all I say one man, one man alone, to gather people like a mountain of stone from all directions and all zones. Take them out of Babylon, take them out of Rome, a one for the home. I'm a sing. One man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. Mr. Kata sing, one man and one man alone, one man for guide us home again. But we say out of Babylon and make we come out of Rome. We a go cross with Bajad and we want to go home. I think we a step out of wicked man danger zone. Well a move, we a move in a Selassie zone. Balled a laughing with the scissors and comb. We chant now ya bingy around the throne. We run out with the devil with the evil in the throne. When I tell the whole of them, we say we well want go home. One man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. We say get a thing, one man and one man alone, one man for guide us home again. Me say the man with the scepter and him sitting in a the throne. He himself get a runa like a cream on a cone. Me say lightning all of you so from the holy one throne. Some of them have to get around the head gone a stone. People get a runa like a mountain a stone. Me say from all directions, the man from all zone. Case for all them out of Vatican or Rome. The man well known, me say the man well been a horn. One man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. Me say get a thing, one man and one man alone, only one man can carry I home. Me say not your Big Mac 11 boy, nor your M1, nor the bag of posing, I'm on murder your shot. Your lip service and your mouth organ, the dapper than the comfy bow down the Vatican. Remember King David had the last wicked man, so we spot them hurry come up, where them come from. You know some master got the I-man protection, it's only him alone can take me to Mount Zion. Me cry one man and one man alone, one man to carry us home. Me say get a thing, one man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. Mr. President, not the guy Pope all we control Vatican. Not Queen Elizabeth we rule up a land. Nah, nah, no church or no skit, nah, no politician. Nah, no liquor pastor nor no deacon. Me nah go trust the obey man from Dunga Senton. And watch how them a sprinkle them powderation. Me nah go put me trust in all the boy album. Me have to put me trust in all me almighty one again. One man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. Mr. Get a thing, one man and one man alone, one man for guide us home. Me say, out of Babylon and make we come out of Rome. Me have
fi cross with my dad and we walk fi go home. I step me a step out of wicked man the end of zone. Well I step we a go step in as the last day I zone. Ball and all the finger with the scissors and comb. Fi turn now ya bring it around at the throne. Me run away the devil with the evil in the throne. Blood tell them that the people say we walk fi go home. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. Me say get a thing. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. Me say the man with the scepter and him sitting in the throne. The angel gather round like a cream on a cone. Mr. Lightning all a glisten from the holy one throne. Jam and them a fi gather round the head on a stone. People gather round like a mountain of stone. From all directions they say and from all zones. We chase Pope all them out of Vatican or Rome. The man well known, me say the man well be known. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. Everybody sing. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. I told the Kelly sing. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. I make me hear no sing. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. So you know you sing. One man and one man alone. One man fi guide us home. We get it from a thing. One man and one man alone. One man fi
that every house where His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if Him have the 12 tribe and Him have the Naya Bing, Him have the Ethiopian after that, and Him have the RMA and Him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Thank you.
Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Presents the conquering lion of Judah, Haile Selassie the First, Emperor of Ethiopia.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
וזאת התורה ששם משה לפני בני ישראל. And this is התורה, the direction, the instruction, the teaching that Moshe, Moses, Mashu, place לפני בני ישראל, before the children, before the sons, the Bnei Yisrael. Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command, according to the mouth. Alfi, Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, the mouth of Adonai, Alpi Adonai, by the hand of Moses, Biyad Moshe, Deuteronomy 4:4:4, Wizot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, Numbers 9:23, Alfi Yahuwah Biyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, Biyad Moshe, by the hand of Moses.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Generation
fighting against.